One of the other vendors at the Westside Farmers Market is Kiki's Baklava. And as a baklava lover, it's great to have her here. The Olive Tree used to make some amazing baklava, and they retired and took their recipe with them. And now Kiki's has been offering baklava for maybe a couple of years. We'll get the background. Nicola Kontupis is with us, and on Tuesday nights you'll find her at the Westside Farmers Market from 4 to 7:30. It's on Genesee Street at St. Monica's Church. And when did you start a business of baklava, Kiki? Nicola. By the way, who's Kiki?
That happens a lot. In fact, people call me Kiki quite often. But Kiki is my aunt, who, along with her brothers and sisters, grew up in Detroit as the first generation Americans. And so she taught me how to make baklava when I was about 14. And I'm Nicola, but Nikki is short for Nicola, so it's confusing sometimes.
You'll answer to Kiki, whatever.
Exactly. I do answer to Kiki now.
When did you start making this as a business?
Well, as a business, I've been fiddling around with it for about 4 years. But after I got my MFA at RIT, which is why I came to Rochester, looking for jobs in the arts has been a challenge. And so it's a way to, it's really good stuff, so I could sell it online, and then I started selling it locally at farmers markets and at local outlets.
It's a culinary art. It fits right in. The culinary arts, and your packaging is really neat. It looks kind of like something from Greece and from the old country.
Thanks. It's just deli paper and then just a ribbon made out of raffia, and it's just trying to keep it simple. It's really permeated my life in certain ways, though. I actually, as an installation artist, my Master's of Fine Arts at RIT, I implemented cooking baklava, and I made about 47 different pans of baklava and incorporated it into my MFA thesis show. It was it reminds me a lot with all the layers. It's a metaphor for the layers and layers of history. And so I coupled that along with the photograph as traditions or documents that go back in time. And it's either food or tradition or ritual or document. So
baklava, is that in Greece? Not Greece, New York, but the country of Greece. Is it how often would you have baklava? Special occasions, once a week? Every night? I don't know. It's good for you with the honey and the nuts. We'll talk about that. But how often would you have it normally?
Not very often at all. The Greeks for dessert usually have fruit, if anything. But the reason to come around together in a community type of situation would be for a sweet dessert or bring those to it. So there might be festivals or a monthly festival, something like that. But not very often. It's a special treat.
And it's something that stores pretty well, so you can ship it, and if people can't come to the market, you could send it to them, or if they have relatives who remember great baklava, they could send it to their relative.
Oh, yeah, it ships really well. It has an excellent shelf life. I mean, the Greeks knew what they were doing when they made this. It preserves itself on a lot of levels, and it really doesn't need to be refrigerated, and I ship it all over the world. So it's, yeah.
Cool. And people find you online?
They can. Just right now I have just an email address. It's kikisbaklava@gmail.com. But right now I'm just keeping it local.
And how many markets do you sell at? You're at the Westside Farmers Market on Tuesdays.
That's the only market I'm doing consistently this summer, and I'm keeping my wholesale outlets going.
Yes, I've found you first at the ravioli shop.
Yeah, ravioli shop, mise en place, chocolate and vines pairs my baklava with wonderful different wines. They really know what they're doing there, and they have really great combinations of desserts and wines.
Ouzo, maybe?
Hmm?
They pair it with ouzo?
They really don't pair it with ouzo, but I have. And it's delicious with ouzo, actually.
I bet the honey is a kind of a neat combination with it. The ouzo is a very traditional Greek drink that's pine resin taste to it, isn't it? Or is that something, I'm thinking of something else?
I believe you're thinking of Retsina.
Retsina, thank you very much.
Retsina has the tradition of this awful taste because supposedly they were trying to fool the Turks and not let them drink their good wine, so they flavored it with awful flavors and then kept it. I don't know. But ouzo is an anise drink. It's a, yeah, it's like a licorice flavor.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to mix those two up when you're requesting something. The baklava, how do you, what quantities do you sell it in? And people can buy maybe a whole tray for a party, or how, what sizes do you sell?
Yeah, I can make a whole tray for a party. I do that quite often. I make packages of quarter pound, which is usually, I call them the duet packages, with just two pieces of baklava. And if you come to the market and see me, I sell it by the piece, or by the quarter pound, which is the two pieces, or half pound, which is pretty much 4 to 6 pieces.
What's the bag of small bits? That looks tasty.
It's when I cut the pieces before I weigh them, I noticed a lot of scraps falling off because the phyllo dough is so brittle and fragile that it just flakes away. And so I would scoop up the scraps and crush other pieces of baklava that were smaller so you get the walnuts. But it's a wonderful thing to put over ice cream or yogurt or cereal. So I just bagged it up and started selling it.
Great idea. And that's only at the market. I haven't seen that at the ravioli shop or elsewhere. The honey, is that local?
Yes, it's really good honey from Wixon's Honey in, I don't know the exact township, but it's right on Seneca Lake, north of Glenora. And it's delicious honey. In fact, I just found out a couple weeks ago that this variety of honey called Fall Flower is the same honey that they truck up here in a tanker, and it's used to make the Genesee Beer Company's honey brown ale. So it's being used in Rochester in more ways than one.
Nice. And with the nuts, the honey, a natural sugar, you're not using refined sugars and things, it's a pretty healthy thing to eat.
Yeah, well, the Greek ladies who've seen it say, oh, this is good for the diabeticos. And I've always...
The what?
The diabeticos, the diabetics. But I've always questioned that because it's so sweet, but they're really, it is indeed a low glycemic dessert. There's only a half a cup of sugar in the whole pan, and the honey is so rich that it sweetens it very nicely. And there is refined sugar in it, but just not that much.
Well, and it's so rich that you don't eat a lot of it. I mean, one relatively small piece for me. I mean, maybe there are people that eat, you know, half a pan of it, but it's so rich that you don't need that much to feel like you've had a really great dessert.
It's true, and a lot of the baklava that's sold in the States is very sweet, and I make mine in the tradition. It's more authentically Greek, and it's not as sweet as most baklava you'll find, so it has a nice balance to it.
So will you be branching out beyond baklava, or are there other Greek delicacies or other desserts you may add?
No, I'm just doing... just the baklava, and this is the classic recipe. I call it Greek gold, but I have started making a vegan baklava, which I make in the tradition of a Middle Eastern style baklava.
My daughter mentioned that. She discovered that you did a vegan one, and the honey is the problem, right? It's honey's considered produced by an animal and not part of a vegan diet.
It is, and there's a large amount of butter in regular baklava. So what I do is I don't try to imitate this baklava at all. I just make a different variety, which is with pistachios and almonds, no walnuts. And I use coconut oil, a little olive oil, rose water, and rose preserves. And so it's sticking more to a Middle Eastern kind of concept of baklava, which is for the vegan.
So you have both usually each week?
No, I've just started making the vegan, and so I'm still trying to find outlets for where I'm going to buy the ingredients, because I did like a test run, and it turned out really well, but I had to buy everything retail, of course, and that it's very expensive. So I'm just trying to get the costs down so I can then sell it to the public.
Awesome. Well, Kiki's Baklava, and if you want to get in touch with her, Kiki's Baklava at gmail.com is the email address. And every Tuesday night, you'll be here through the fall at the Westside Farmers Market. You live nearby, which is nice. Part of the neighborhood.
Yeah, and this is just a great local market. I live on kind of like the cusp of Cornhill and the West Side, and it's a really nice market. I love that so much of it is local, and it's a very relaxed market, too.
Well, good. Thank you very much, and I hope people get a chance to try your baklava. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.